Okay, we have a little bit of a TV taste test. So I watched on Netflix. I think a lot of you did. I got a couple tweets over the weekend. The show, and I have a feeling it's going to be a new franchise for them. It is called Crime Scene. So there's the main title. And then the subheading, and that's why I think it's going to be an ongoing series, which I'm okay with. It's called Crime Scene, The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel. Now, if you are unfamiliar with the Cecil Hotel and the one of the most, well, I would argue the most famous story about the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles, the most famous case, a whole bunch of weird stuff has happened to the Cecil Hotel since it was built in, I believe, the 20s. Maybe I even think 1918. But anyway, it grew in infamy in 2013, I believe, when a young Canadian student, 21 years old, Elisa Lam, vanished from the hotel. If you are like, if that sparks something, you if you don't remember her name, you will remember that elevator footage. Remember the security footage of her like feverishly pushing buttons and then stepping outside the elevator, and then she was never seen again from the Cecil Hotel. Here's a little bit of the trailer, and we'll go deeper after that.
What do you think people imagine when they picture the Cecil Hotel?
Is there a room here that maybe somebody hasn't died in? I never got used to that. Never got used to that.
Throughout its history, the Hotel Cecil has always had a dark persona.
People call it Hotel Death.
And it is. It is right. You know, it's interesting. It's broken up into a few episodes. I will pause here and say I have an observation in this era that we're living in with Netflix and streaming services. And that is just because you can stretch out a story to four or five episodes doesn't mean that you should stretch out a story to four or five episodes. Especially, this seems to be the trend now, because all of these streamers realize that there is a hunger for true crime. And that's accurate. There is. But there is a limit. And I felt that way about the Richard Ramirez series on Netflix. That could have easily been a compelling three episodes. But they stretch it out, and they're gonna piss off the audience if they're not careful. This is really good. But this could have been an excellent three-parter. But
how
they
big
went,
is it?
I think it's like four or five, and they went on. They went on one and a half too long. Mm. It was captivating as all get out for
is
one and two.
Is this supernatural, or are there people killing people, or just disappear? I don't know much about this story.
Well, Cecil's a hellhole in downtown L.A. I mean, it's just a notorious hellhole.
Yeah,
where you stay if you don't have any money, much like the Chelsea in New York City.
Yes,
where awful, awful things have happened there too.
Yeah, it's right by Skid Row, and it used to be, and you figure this out, or you find this out in the documentary. This was actually one of my favorite parts. They go into the history not only of the Skid Row area of L.A., but the Cecil's role and its placement in L.A. It was built to be a luxurious hotel, but then after the Great Depression, things changed. The hotel went through various owners, and then it became a haven, as Kenny said. It became a cesspool. I mean, it got to the point where one of the gentlemen that lived in the Cecil said that you would never go above the 10th floor. Because you knew that if you went to floors 14, 15, and 16, the likelihood that you would be murdered was pretty freaking high.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the lobby is beautiful. I'm looking at pictures of it now. You know, it's old 19, as you said, like 1920s, beautiful.
Yes.
But then you get up to the rooms and you're like, ooh, you have not done any updating. That is for
it's
sure.
funny. I'm looking at its Wikipedia page. It opened in 24, and 24. The first death was in 27. So it didn't take long. And then they've just been every few years since then, something awful has been found.
I mentioned Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. The Night Stalker would hang out there. I mean, that's the type of place this was. I mean, it was a place where, you know, well, and here is the manager who, and let me paint a picture of her. And she kind of talks about this, like why she wanted to do this interview. She looks like your typical hotel manager. I mean, you would think that a place like the Cecil would have a you know, some Ryan Murphy character. Here's a little bit of the manager talking in Vanishing at the Cecil.
What do you think people imagine when they picture the manager of the Cecil Hotel?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of them were thinking there's some crazy, creepy person behind the scenes that just doesn't care and is running just this hotel where all these bad things happen, and it's not true. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the interview, because I want the world to see that who was actually really running really cared about the hotel and was running it properly, you know? But I would say there are a lot of, like, unique challenges when you are running a hotel like the Cecil. A lot came with the place.
Within her first week, the maintenance guy called her and said a guest was dead in one of the rooms within her first week. And then you get to the story of...
someone killed the person? Or well, are we talking about a suicide? Or
a variety, Lex. And I'm not making light of this.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to picture what's happening there.
You pick a call in what the what she just referred to within the
or just in general in the hotel and
you name it, Lex, murders, people jumping off the roof, mob killings. I mean, you name it, that's the type of killing that would happen at that hotel. I mean, that's what I meant by I'm not making light of it. Yeah. You pick a style of death, and it happened at the Cecil. Yeah. So they tried to rebrand it. A new company came in and tried to rebrand it as kind of a hostel for young travelers. And they actually broke the hotel into three different types of things. The first couple floors were divided, you know, for a kind of like a hostel. And they made it seem a little contemporary, called a Stay on Main or something like that. Well, that's what attracted Elisa Lam, again, 21 years old, traveling by herself from Canada and wanted to come to LA. She was doing a West Coast tour. And she, again, she's the young lady in that elevator footage that vanishes like without a trace. Well, you know, weird stuff just kept happening. And here, around the same, well, at the exact same time that that she was staying, this British couple was staying at the hotel, and they're interviewed. Listen to what they say.
Also, we noticed that the water pressure was very low. Turning the tap on. Just why is the pressure blocked? Why is there no water pressure? And the water was quite discolored. It was like a dark color, like a.
So the water was discolored, and it tasted horrendous for days. And I'll leave it there.
I'm not going to say it though.
It's resolved.
Oh, okay.
It's resolved.
It's resolved and it is revolting.
And it is so weird how that could have happened. Just the mystery of how she ended up there is like how it just doesn't make any sense.
No. Nope.
So freaky.
So you find the conclusion. You're not left. I mean, you can imagine the conspiracy. Says, right? Yeah, you get a closure of sorts with the Elisa Lam story kinda. But the Cecil is still in kind of an open book. I would recommend it, please, just because I think it was one episode too long. It's still, I think it's only four. I mean, you can definitely, it wasn't horrible. Netflix has stretched out other things worse. But
Haunting of Bly Manor.
Thank you. This is definitely worth it. It's executive produced by Ron Howard and Brian Grazer. So it's well done. It's so well done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's well shot. It's creepy as all blank. So I would recommend it if you dig true crime. It'll give you the heebie-jeebies and make you really question.
It's no longer open, right?
Oh, no.
No, I think it's still open.
Yeah, you still can see there.
Yeah.
Dawn, I just saw it on Yelp.
Yep.
Oh, my word. I wonder if there's ghosts there, Dawn.
I know.
Oh, I'm sure there are. So there we go. Vanished, the Cecil, the Vanishing of the Crime Scene, it's called. The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel on Netflix.